Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Monday, Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9. Happy Monday to all of Camel Nation, except Joanne. Do not want her to have a happy Monday.
But I actually went toe-to-toe with Joanne over the weekend for you.
I love that.
By the time I got home over the weekend, I had just had it. I'd had it with just... You know what? Okay, let me run this back a smidgen. The amount of negative that we have received has been minimal.
Very minimal.
And I truly appreciate that, because when you go from having a show for such a long time and then having a change, we understand it's weird. Okay, yeah, I get it. And it was weird for me, too.
And it's weird for me, too, people.
Yeah.
Allow me to also say... I was invited to this party.
Exactly. Okay?
I didn't say, I need to get to that party regardless of what's happening over there. I was invited. They said, hey, we'd like you to come to this party. And I said, don't mind if I do there, partner.
And you accepted said invitation.
And here I am.
But some of the negative has been atrocious.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Joanne.
I think people forget that because they see us on social media and they hear us in their, you know, in their cars... They sometimes forget that we are human. Yeah. We have emotions and we have feelings. And also, how would you feel if somebody walked up to you at your work and said awful, atrocious things to you? Like, I truly hope that never happens to her and she never has to experience what she's said publicly.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't.
If you're lost about what we're talking about,
go to Instagram.
There was a cranky person on our Instagram who was relentlessly commenting about her feelings about the new iteration of the show. And we tried to be peaceful.
We did.
But now shots were fired.
Yeah. And I said, no.
I hope you had a Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles type of weekend.
Going to the Super Bowl.
A lot of people are excited about those two teams.
Well... I think a lot of people are excited to hopefully see the Eagles beat the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I saw on Instagram this morning, actually, it was a map of the United States all in gray.
Oh, yeah.
It said, Eagles and then fans. The key was like, people aren't watching the Super Bowl and it's all gray. And then people who are excited about the Super Bowl was just a tiny little Kansas City Chief logo right where Kansas City plays.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
time to break some news.
Let's do it.
So Janine is all set to move. She's got her brand new apartment. She's super psyched.
Oh, good for her.
She's moving up in life.
Yeah.
And she's expecting her brother to help her move this weekend.
Oh, no.
Let's just say the news is not going to be that he's going to help her. It's going to be that he's not helping her.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi, Janine?
This is she.
Hi, Janine. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
I'm okay. Nico Breaks the News?
Yes, I have news. I'm a teller of news, and I have news for you today from your brother, Thomas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is this like a service or something?
Yes, I am a service or something.
Okay. Well, what is the news from my lovely brother Thomas?
Wanted me to reach out to you today and tell you that he loves you, number one. That's very special.
Well, that's a very nice thing to say.
And...
But?
He can't help you move this weekend because he feels that you should hire a moving company because you make good money at your job.
Oh my God. Are you serious? He's hired you to tell me this punk.
He didn't really hire me. I'm kind of like a free service, and sometimes the news is good and sometimes the news is that. So sorry, Janine, you have to hire a moving service. And he also said that he would help you out, take care of the moving tip for the.
Oh, great. He'll take care of the tip. What a champ.
Yeah.
What a champ.
Yeah. He's not going to pay for the service. Yeah.
Yeah. Love my brother. Hire a guy to tell me the bad news, but he'll take care of the tip.
Didn't hire me. I'm free of service. Free service here.
What a winner. Love the guy.
Hey, Janine, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9, and my service is free if you ever want to get your brother back on this one.
Oh, no, I certainly will.
That's hilarious.
Oh, but we can't help. We're also busy this weekend.
We can help you get back in, but we can't help you move. I do know a guy, though.
Yeah, I know tons of guys.
I'll take any referrals you have.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Cheyenne, you really, really, really wanted to tell me something very important today on the show.
Guys, I need you to understand, you probably know this, I don't know, McDonald's sweet and sour sauce is top tier. I'm sorry, but it's top tier. I have been sitting on this since yesterday. Yes!
And the crowd goes wild.
Because it is.
For McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
There is nothing like a crispy chicken nugget from McDonald's being dipped into sweet and sour sauce.
I have found that when the food is super fresh and super hot, it's great in sweet and sour sauce.
It's so good.
Like, you're not going to throw a stale french fry in sweet and sour sauce and think that french fry is going to be enhanced in any way.
Yeah, it's not. When it's fresh out the fryer, fresh salt, straight into that sweet. Oh,
grab a couple.
The sweet and sour sauce is just, it adds it.
Couple of those french fries between your fingers.
Yep.
And then you dip them in the sauce.
Yeah. It's so good. So that's what I got yesterday for lunch because I was running way behind.
It's the only sauce I get from there. It's not my favorite sauce like outside of there, but it's the one I get from there.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, their barbecue sauce is trash. It's so bad.
Like, I rate Buffalo higher than sweet and sour in life, but not from McDonald's though.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Would you say that barbecue sauce is a more favorable sauce than like a sweet and sour sauce? Like, barbecue in general is like a very popular sauce, right?
And here especially.
So why McDonald's, the biggest food manufacturer in the world?
How do they have trash barbecue sauce?
Why can't they figure out a good barbecue sauce?
I don't know.
Like, Sweet Baby Ray's needs to hit up McDonald's and be like,
they got some good barbecue.
Hello, McDonald's. We are Sweet Baby Ray's, and your barbecue sauce is trash. Why don't you just use ours?
Right?
I second that.
I don't think enough people complain. Like, McDonald's,
I don't think enough people get it. Like, who's choosing that over the sweet and sour sauce?
Somebody is loving it.
I see what you did there.
That was unintentional.
Yeah. Somebody is loving it, and it's called the CEO of McDonald's, who refuses to change
your sauce.
Yeah, it's the supply manager for sure, who's like, we need this tangy barbecue sauce.
They're McDonald's. How can they not steal the recipe from Sweet Baby Ray's?
Well, when you think you're sitting on something.
You don't even need to steal it. You just have to ask.
Did I just give them the idea?
You just...
McDonald's?
Inadvertently.
Call my lawyers!
But what if I told you that I actually have the recipe for sweet and sour McDonald's that you can make at home?
I would be really upset with you because why would you just now be telling us that? Because
you just told me that you thought it was top tier.
Hold on. That's a bold statement, sir. I must question you.
It's the exact recipe.
How? The consistency of the McDonald's sweet and sour sauce has such a viscosity that is runny, but yet not cough syrupy. Tell me more about your sauce,
sir. I can attain that viscosity.
You
with the use of a cornstarch slurry, yes.
Wait, what?
Absolutely.
You have to make this immediately for us. We need to post it online.
Need a jar.
I love sweet and sour so much that I usually make my own. And I will say the one difference that they do is they swap out the pineapple for apricot.
Oh!
What?
That makes so much sense.
That's why
ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, the key is the apricot
in
the McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
Yo, I need this in my mouth right now.
I feel like I just entered a different dimension.
Abe, would you mind putting your sweet and sour sauce in my mouth?
I thought you'd never ask.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I never thought that talking about the secret recipe to sweet and sour sauce would drum up this much interaction. But the phone lines are going crazy. We got text messages and our boss, Drew Blando, felt the need to call us up and tell us his own story. Good morning, Blando.
Morning, y'all. So I used to live in Nashville for a little bit, and we'd always have people over to our house. And it would be a late night of drinking because that's all you do in Nashville.
Valid, I guess.
And everybody would end up like leaving. And then we'd wake up the next morning and there'd always be like McDonald's chicken nuggets sitting on the front step because we'd always DoorDash it and then forget we DoorDashed it and then it'd always be sitting there.
This sounds like the most Drew thing in the world. Like, that sounds so accurate.
It was like a lot of chicken nuggets, though, but I just eat them in the morning.
Again,
they were cold.
Drew story.
I mean, McDonald's chicken nuggets, pretty much at all day, all night type of thing.
Yeah,
that's not wrong.
There's never a bad time to eat them.
Especially with their sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, but they don't serve them in the morning.
Oh my God.
If you order them at night, leave them out, then they're ready for breakfast.
This has reminded me of an actual story that happened to me, not chicken nugget related. I once came home from the nightclub, put two sausages in a frying pan, passed out to the fire department beating on my door because my apartment was filled with smoke and people thought I was burning alive.
Oh my gosh.
But it was just some sausages.
Jeez Louise.
So there we go. Don't drunken dash and don't drunken sausage.
Terrible idea.
Thank you, Drew.
Bye, guys. Hoodoo.
I feel like Netflix is the mafia.
Yeah.
They just want you to keep paying.
And they don't give you anything more.
Hey, we're going to take care of you. Just keep giving us some money. Why do they raise their prices every 6 months?
Bro, I don't know. I keep asking myself this same question. I don't understand. Like, why? You're not giving us anything new.
Yeah, what really upsets me is they keep increasing their profit margins, right? They're making more and more money. When they say, oh, in Q4, we're up 25% profits.
Yeah, off our backs.
Well, why does that make you want to raise prices? Doesn't that mean you should take better care of your customers and maybe be like, you know what, customers, we're making a lot more money. Maybe we'll take it easy on you a little bit.
But they don't.
They do not.
And this is why I stopped paying for Netflix.
You're out.
I'm out, man.
You said goodbye, Netflix.
Yeah, and I understand, like, the ad one is a lot cheaper than, you know, the non-ad one. But it's not, it's the principle of the matter. Like, I'm pretty sure Peacock hasn't raised their prices in years.
I don't get emails from Peacock.
Yeah.
From Paramount Plus.
I don't ever get emails from them.
Disney Plus.
I do. I think Disney raises theirs like maybe once a year, but it's not a ton. But the problem with Disney is that if you want to watch a Disney movie, you have to have Disney Plus. Like, there's no other option.
Right.
So that's kind of like where I'm at. So I just stopped paying for Netflix because it's like every quarter. It's not even every 6 months. It's like every quarter
and
they're raising
prices. They make it seem like, oh, it's just going up a dollar. You have 40 million subscribers.
Yeah.
You bumping it a dollar just made your profits double.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's wild.
I remember when Netflix was not that expensive. It was like half the price.
Yeah.
And yeah. for like what?
So,
why?
So for the cheap version, they're now up to $6.99.
It's going from $6.99 to $7.99.
Oh, to $7.99.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the regular standard version, which does not have ads, went from $15.49 to $16.99. $17. And then they even have like a super ultra high def version. For you.
Why?
Nerds.
So you can see up someone's nose? I don't need that.
Like the regular version is high definition, but there's like a super ultra high definition version. And that I believe is going up to $26.99 a month.
Absolutely not.
Whatever happened to the days of just like having HBO and regular cable? And you would get paid, you would get charged like $80 a month.
Do you remember when we had to wait? Like we had to wait for the movies we wanted to watch to come on to TV.
Yes.
And then you have to like make sure that you scroll over on the TV guide yeah. to see what time it's at.
Yeah, no.
I want to go back to
the second
days.
They debuted Wicked at their premiere at the Man's Chinese Theater
yeah.
or whatever Grumman's Theater in LA. It was available for rent on your TV, your Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's making like the sanctity of
yes.
film.
Sanctity. Good one, Cheyenne.
Thank you. Did I use that right? I hope I
yeah,
was.
Absolutely.
Well, I paused for a second. I want to make sure
I loved
right.
it.
But
may I double tap with
yes.
the brevity of the moment has now become lost.
It's stolen. It's been stolen.
I'm pretty sure I did not use that right. Okay. Okay. Hey, I'm on the precipice of getting one of these right. Stop it, Netflix!
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning.
Morning, y'all.
I'm not y'alling because
why?
I'm excluding my wife from the y'all.
Oh.
I don't wish her a good morning.
That's fighting words.
It's been 5,025,600 minutes since she left me. And I miss her more and more every day.
Aw, that's nice. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
She's going to be gone for another like 6 days, I believe. Five days.
Okay.
As of today. And I want to surprise her with something. I always like to surprise her something. I got 5 days to knock off something on her honey-do list. The problem is my wife's honey-do list consists of like build a new room or I'd really like to like... tear down the shed in the backyard and get a new, like...
Okay,
they're
that's
ridiculous.
A doable. That's
they're,
a doable one.
Yeah, but they're ridiculous. Look at me.
Tearing down a shed's pretty easy.
Do I look like handy... I am very handy around the house. I will say that. So I kind of shot myself in the foot immediately. Because we had this house from the 90s that we just bought, and all the light fixtures and the fans in every room are all from the 90s.
You set a high expectation off
so
the jump,
I
didn't
changed
you?
Them all myself personally. I became Mr. Electrician Man. And now it seems that I am Mr. Contractor and also...
I like handyman.
Everything?
Yeah, let's stick with hand, because a handyman kind of does everything.
So is a honey-do list something that people have on the regular, or is this just Dana just using me?
I can't speak from personal experience because I've not had anyone hand me a honey-do list.
Well, you are the honey.
Well.
No, I'm sorry. The person would be the honey for you.
Bro, I've been single for 6 years, okay? Yeah. What I was getting to is I haven't been in a situation to have a honey-do list either way.
I got
so
you.
I don't know. But I would assume that, like, hey, these are some things I need you to get done because I can't do them.
For instance, she wants our upstairs bathroom remodeled.
That's not a honey. A honey-do list is like, hey, can you paint the fence?
That's
hey,
on the honey-do list.
Hey, the front door squeaking. Can FYI. You fix that?
FYI, and the last time she went away over the summer, she went to New York. I repainted the bathroom downstairs, the entire thing. It was beautiful. I made a countertop for the washer dryer machine. I did like a butcher block on top of it, so she
could
fold
the clothes.
See,
you are handy. Yeah, those are great.
I'm not remodeling bathrooms.
Not that.
No.
I know a guy. I do know a guy if you need somebody.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we need to do it on the cheap, and we got to do 5 days.
Well, I don't know. Okay, now you're asking for a lot.
And I will take credit for it.
She got a whole contractor do list.
Yeah. What else is on it?
She do got a
Is there anything that we could, like, if Abe and I came over and helped knock out some things, what are on the list?
Like,
and then you can
like
take all
I
the
said,
credit.
Remodel bathroom.
Can't do that.
Bro. Tear down shed.
I could do that.
And replace it with new shed.
I'm kind of a Mac at taking out the trash. So if
we can help you clean the house.
I think I got taking out the trash covered. But thank you guys.
Well, we're here for you.
All right. Well, I'm going to create a babe do me list. I mean,
that's a solid list.
I mean, babe. Will you please me?
This is not working
out
for you.
I'm stopping. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne.
Yeah.
I reached out to you yesterday. You said you were struggling.
I was on the struggle bus because when your child goes in for anything procedure-wise, you get nervous.
Right.
And I can confirm, because I talked to my mother about this, it does not matter what age your child is. And any type of procedure, you still get nervous, right?
Yeah.
My 7-year-old, Easton, went in for a simple cavity filling, okay? And I was freaking out because there's Novocaine, which means there's pointy things in your mouth.
Sticking.
And he's never been through anything like that before. So I was really nervous just for him and for the experience because I'll get stressed out if he's stressed out, right?
Yeah.
So he sees Dr. Slyke in Scottsdale, and I just got, their office is so good.
That's great.
Their team, from like even the front door to hygienists, are phenomenal. They treat him with so much respect, and they make him feel like the king of the rock.
Love that.
When they are there. Like, Easton pretty much works there at this point, I think.
Very cool.
So the whole experience was just great, but it's still like, as he's laying on the chair and the doctor's like getting ready to give him his numbing agent, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like reaching for my hand and grabbing my hand, and squeezing my hand. It's not because it hurts. He's just nervous, right? And he's got his headphones on so he can watch TV so he can't hear anything else. So the doctor's having to like yell at him. Hey, Ethan, I'm doing this. It's really funny.
Doctor, you don't need consent, okay?
I'm here. I'm consenting.
Parent. I'm consenting.
Get him.
You don't have to ask him if it's okay.
Exactly.
Just
get all those
it.
Sugar bugs out of his teeth. But he did really great. What was hilarious, though, is Easton's never been under anything like this before. So he had laughing gas.
Nice.
Yep. And then he had, of course, the Novocaine for his mouth. Watching this kid adapt to a half-numbed face was the funniest experience we've had in a while. So we're driving home. I tilt the mirror down so that I can see him. And because I had got him a little treat.
Whataburger
milkshakes.
You gotta take care of him.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there watching him as he's trying to swallow.
He can't get suction because he can't close his mouth.
He can't get suction. He couldn't even drink water. He's just like, it's dribbling out of his mouth in the car. And he's like, I can't. My mouth feels funny. So then finally we get home. I'm like, you need to go in the bathroom and smile. Because he hadn't seen himself at that point. Like, we went straight from the dentist chair into the backseat of the car and home. I was like, you need to go. He looks in the mirror. He looks like he's got Bell's palsy in one full side of his face. He was like, he's like, what's happening? My face. It was the funniest thing. But it did. It, like, you know, you get nervous as a parent.
I mean, we're terrible for it. But also, kids under anesthetic or some type of numbing agent is the best thing in the world.
It's pretty close to the best thing in the world.
Because we adults are like, ooh, you want to hit me with the nitrous, doc? And they're like, oh, it's really unnecessary. I'm just cutting your hair.
I'm like, no, but really? I need it. So
no, but seriously, Nico, you're here for a haircut. No, I think it's totally inappropriate. Please, hit me with the good stuff.
Really? Because I think it's very appropriate.
And the videos that are shared online, you want to crack up. Camel Nation, are you ready to crack up?
We going to play it?
We're going to definitely visit some of those coming up next. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I don't know how a story about Easton getting his cavity filled turned into us Googling anesthetics after the dentist.
Yes.
And the videos that pop up are gold. Legendary.
I will say, I really dig the ones of the girls, the teenage girls coming out of anesthesia, because the things that they say in front of their mothers is wild.
Yeah, the anesthetic definitely removes the filter from everyone's brain and mouth at the same time.
Yeah.
So the stuff that was coming out of these little girls' mouths, we obviously cannot play on the radio because it would sound like this. Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. But there is one legendary video that producer AP Baby reminded us of.
And it's gold.
That is David after the dentist.
How did it go?
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
I have two fingers.
Stay in your seat.
I feel funny. Why is this happening to me?
It's okay, bud. It's just from the medicine.
But also, like, it's the most, it's as cute and as adorable as it is, because it is hilarious. It's a really good look as to, like, kids not having the understanding as to what's happening, because he goes through all the emotions.
Everything.
Like, screaming.
His world was flipped upside down.
And he feels funny. Like, it's the cutest, most innocent thing, but
he was stoned.
He was so stoked.
I don't know how else to say it. David was donezo.
Yeah. He was in a world that some people just...
You know what, guys? You know what? It's, you know, it's bright and early in the morning, and I'm thinking about making an appointment later.
I'm thinking I need some teeth removed today.
Just hit me with the good stuff, doc, and we're good. I had no idea. I had no idea I would drum up so much controversy wearing Crocs to work this morning.
They're so ugly.
I had no idea you felt that way.
Yeah, I do understand. Not like them.
The Crocs, stylistically, they're very polarizing. Like, they can go one way. They're not ugly. Here's my thing on the style of them. Uh-huh. This form of shoe, the clog, has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
You are absolutely correct, yes. Okay.
Historically, it's a form that will never go out of style,
yeah.
And it will never be not functional.
Yeah.
Because you just slide it on your foot when you're taking out the trash or when you're just going up to get some milk at the grocery store. You don't need to put on full footwear for that. You can rock your Crocs.
Or just get slides. Why you gotta wear ugly shoes?
Yeah, but those are slippers. Like, I don't,
they're not slippers.
They are too.
No, they're not. Yours are more
slides
slippers.
Slides are slippers.
Crocs are more slippers
no
than
way.
Slides are.
Crocs are more shoe than slipper.
Slippers are closed-toed.
Abe, I need your help here.
Yeah, you're not gonna like me.
No.
I'm slide over Croc all day.
What is going
on
right
day.
Now?
This is a good day.
Are you telling me that Crocs and slides are on the same scale when it comes to casuality?
Oh, absolutely. They're in the same category.
They're similar, but no, they're not in the same category, people.
They're in the
slippers
same category as far as...
are flip-flops. At the end of the day, they're flip-flops.
No,
what?
No. Flip-flops yes. have that little toe thing that
no,
I
no,
hate.
No. Those are thongs, okay?
Those guys, are flip-flops.
What flip-flops? flops
no,
are you?
Those are thongs.
I think we need to figure out.
Flip-flops.
We need
right
because when
but
you walk,
flip-flops.
All you hear the clip clop.
Those are also flip flops. They're flip flops. They are under the same umbrella as flip flop.
Wait,
but
so
you cannot put a Croc in the same category as a flip flop.
You wear them for the same occasions.
Not true. I would not take my Crocs to the beach.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Have you been to the beach lately?
No. Nope.
That's
are,
all they wear.
Mad Crocs at the beach.
I mean, I would
bad
wear
idea.
Them outside of the house.
Bad idea.
So.
Too much coverage on your foot.
Crocs at the beach.
Too much coverage on your foot. You're bringing too much of that sand back with you. It's
yeah,
a bad
but it
idea.
It washes right out.
Boating
because they're made out of
is
plastic.
A different story.
Yeah.
Boating is a different story. Crocs with boating, very functional. Extremely functional. That's actually where the first time I saw Crocs. Fun story, I was in St. Martin, and all the boating crews had Crocs on. This was before Crocs were even in the United States, and they were all Australian guys, and they were like, yeah, these are Crocs, mate. And I was like, what is a Croc, mate?
They should have stayed where they were.
I Google searched them. I bought a pair, had them shipped to the United States of America before they were even a thing, invested in Crocs, put $1,000 in it.
What?
Yeah, before they were
Dang.
Even in the United States. Made a ton of money, probably like $3,000 or $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Long story short, I'm a Crocstorian. I'm a historian of Crocs.
No wonder why you're so invested in this. I just think they're ugly. My kid has a pair. My 14-year-old loves them. He has all the little gibbet thingies, whatever they're called.
Gibbets.
Yeah.
My whole family, we re-up our Crocs probably about like once every couple years for Justin. It's probably once a year because his foot grows. We're a Croc family.
No.
Okay? Yes.
No.
I'm wearing them right now. They feel good on my feetsies.
Yeah, but don't discount the fact that you walked out of the house on accident with them. You made it sound like you put it on purpose.
I've just never worn them to work before. I've never worn them to work
It's a new
before.
Day. You definitely look like you've given up on life today.
Damn.
Sweats and Crocs. Like definitely-
I'm cozy.
Well, as long as you're cozy, I guess that's what matters.
$40 well spent. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Let me start by saying thank you once again for inviting us to play in that Axel Foundation tournament this weekend.
You're welcome. It was so much fun.
It was so good. I haven't played in a like an outing setting in so long. It's always just really competitive with a couple buddies and, you know, we're having some cocktails. But at the end of the day, the score matters. And in this case, we were just having fun playing some golf.
So I am a board member on a foundation here in town. It's called the Axel Crew Foundation. Its sole purpose is to keep families together when their kids are fighting childhood cancer. It's a really good foundation. But over the weekend, we had our second annual Axel Crew Foundation golf tournament at Dobson Ranch. And it was, first of all, we could not have had better weather for golf in January.
I mean, it's Arizona.
I know. It was
never
so good.
It ceases to surprise me how amazing the weather is.
And you, that's so true, though. Like, you know you have good weather.
Yeah.
And then it's good weather, and you're like, man, this is so nice.
Good vibes and good people surrounding you, which Josh from Axel Crew, amazing guy.
He is wonderful.
So the whole foundation started because his son, unfortunately, had a childhood cancer and he passed away. And it was an issue for their family.
Yeah. They realized going through the process and when Axel had passed away that parents just didn't have the means necessary to really continue that bond, to keep that flame of marriage alive.
Yeah.
So Josh and his wife Felicia created the foundation in Axel's memory with the purpose of we send families on date nights, staycations, we help pay for therapy. We do all of these amazing things to help keep that flame of marriage burning.
Yeah.
So that if you do have other kids, you're staying together for the family, you know? So we help with that. And then also the proceeds from the golf tournament are actually going to a room that we got approved for on the oncology floor at Children's Phoenix Children's Hospital. So that those proceeds are going to go to help build that so that parents can have a hideaway and just kind of get away from the chaos that is the oncology floor.
So how did we do? How? What's the bottom line here? Are we going to build the room or what?
We did so well, thanks to everybody who donated and all of the things, that the room is well underway.
Hey!
Yes. So thank you. If you were a part of it, if you were a company, Dixon Flannel, they're a part of it. First Form was a part of it. Of course, our partners at Dobson Ranch, huge part of it. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did.
Earnhardt,
they were a title sponsor. Amazing.
And one of the sponsors that did not make me happy, Cookie Co. Can we talk about Cookie Co. for 1 second here?
Cookie Co. is hands down, the best.
If you picture the least healthy cookie, I don't know if that's like, that's kind of like a what's it called when the two words
come out? An oxymoron?
Oxymoron. There yeah. It's an oxymoron to begin with, but a healthy cookie doesn't exist. But Cookie Co. goes out of their way to make them very unhealthy and delicious. And I ate like seven of them. So shout out to Cookie Co.
Cookie Co. hands down is just the best.
Did you see everybody bagging them up?
Yes.
In the Ziplocs?
I don't blame them. I would have too.
They were like, here, I need 15 cookies. Sir, you don't need 15 cookies.
But I want 15 cookies.
But man, they were good.
Yeah.
The whole event overall was amazing. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
I wish I could have left my friend Ryan at home. Unfortunately, he's part of the crew. Like
I like Ryan.
I love Ryan too. He's my friend. He's a very close friend of mine. Unfortunately, it's just golfing with Ryan. After a few cocktails, he gets a little yappy.
I like that he's yappy. I truly enjoy it.
On the 18th hole, when you're trying to hit the very last shot of the day and you're focused up and you're locked in, and then he goes, Nico.
Nico.
No!
Mid backswing.
No!
Mid backswing.
Do not!
It was so funny.
It was a good
time. He just loves you so much.
All right.
Shout out to him and also JD from the Morning Mess. He came out and golfed with us too.
JD was awesome. He kind of helped. He carried the team.
why is he not golfing in amateur tournaments?
Yeah, right? Why is he not playing the Phoenix Open next week?
why is he making radio money when he could be making professional golf money? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So good.
He carried the team and we really loved him for it.
We should check on his back this morning because it probably hurts.
Yeah. I took a little bit of that load.
You did too.
A little bit. So next Axel Crew Foundation event, we'll definitely keep you in if you want to hang out, if you want to support. We will obviously make that an option.
Absolutely.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. And Santa Claus brought my son a brand new spiffy bicycle for Christmas.
Love that.
So he'd been in and out of the idea of riding a bicycle because he had his scooter to always rely on.
Ah, I like the scooter.
And he loves his scooter. Uh-huh. Like, he's very fast on it. He's very comfortable on it. So he was like, why do I need a bike, Dad? And I was like, every kid needs a bike, son.
You don't need a bike. I need you to have
right?
bike.
Right? I mean, we
will ride this bike.
You will ride this
you
bike.
The time of your life on this bike.
You're going to have a blast. I know it. Well, look how fun it is.
Yes.
So he had a bicycle that had training wheels on it, and he got comfy on it, but he never learned to ride it off the training wheels. Because once we pulled the training wheels off, because he was like, I want to ride like the bike like every other kid rides.
Yeah.
And he was like, five at this time.
Must be a big kid.
I was like, okay. So I took the training wheels off. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, he was totally discouraged. Didn't like it. And I even ran next to him. I tried everything. Nothing. So finally, he's 7 years old. He's like, I want a bike.
Good for him.
So Santa Claus took the hint. Got him a bicycle.
Oh, nice job, Santa.
He's been riding it for, what, like a month now? Yeah, we're a month after
Christmas.
How's
he doing?
Pretty okay.
Yeah.
A little baby giraffe-y still.
Oh, that's adorable.
Little wobbly on his feet.
Giving you some heart attacks.
Yeah, some mini ones.
Yeah, I get it.
But we got him this really cool, he wanted a full face BMX helmet.
I will tell you, best choice you made as a parent.
Yeah, so he loves it. It looks cool. But also, whenever we go on bike rides, he's like, Dad, I don't want to wear my helmet. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, but you have to ride your helmet because if you crash and crack open your skull, that's bad parenting.
Well, it's not even his skull. It's his whole face.
His face,
Let
too.
Me tell you something. My his little brother, face. When he was, I think, 5 or 6, so close to Justin's age,
yeah.
We were literally just riding around in a parking lot at my mom's work one day.
Uh-huh.
And he ran straight into a pole.
Yeah.
That was like protecting the buildings, you know, like not the tall ones, but
the short
pylons.
Like a parking one.
Yeah, a parking pylon. He ran straight into it with his bike and completely crushed his face in. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this story. After that moment, he always had a full face motocross helmet.
Goodness.
So it's not even his head. It's his moneymaker.
Yeah.
His beautiful,
it's the
cute
good
face.
Shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so
he
good
has
for you.
He has a good face, so I wanted to protect that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he resists at all times. Does not want to wear it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bruh, you gotta wear it. And I think maybe at this point, I'm coming to the point where I think I might have to get myself a helmet and just say, look, like we're doing this together as a team.
This is a very much Billy Madison, only the cool kids pee their pants.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You gotta do it so that he does it.
All the cool kids pee their pants. So it didn't really become an issue until... And We went out riding. I came back. He decided to go around, or just right in front of the house.
Yeah.
A couple little lappy doodles. Took off his helmet. Chucked it. Like, chucked the helmet off his head and sped away from me.
No!
He is relentless. He's ruthless. And he's ridiculous. I was trying to find another R adjective that worked, and it did.
Yeah.
So now, what do I do? Because now I know he's not going to wear it.
I don't know. My kid's not a big bike rider, so I don't have this issue.
Why not?
He also has a scooter that he prefers, and he also has rollerblades.
There we go. I thought maybe I'll get like Easton to back me up on this one. But I do need backup, please, if you'd like to support the cause, 602-894-5653. And if you disagree, then you are not a good parent. I am amazing on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah? Like, scale 1 to 10.
Probably like a 10.
Actually, that makes sense because you're also like a motorcycle rider.
Well, I was.
So that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I'll believe you.
I'm very, very steady on the bicycle.
Agile.
I'm very proficient. Very agile. And I don't wear a helmet. I'm sorry. Yeah, guys. I don't want to.
Because it's going to mess up your hair?
No, it's just the heat. I'm a grown up now. I don't go fast enough to injure myself anyway.
The cars do.
That's true.
Oof. I'm going to play slight devil's advocate.
Dang, that's a whole different story.
I know.
Altogether. But I demand my son wear a helmet, and he's reckless on that bicycle. Let's turn to the Camel Nation. Brian and Mesa, am I a bad dad for forcing him to wear a helmet?
No, you're a good dad. You like the kids need to wear a helmet. That's just the rule of how it is. But
Thank you, sir.
You know, that's your, it's just different. I don't care what the argument is. Like, what? You're like, I'm going to guess you're up in your 40s, bro. Like, you're doing your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The kids need to be safe. I'll take, you know, I'm a bit older myself. I take risks. I would not want my kids to do the same thing as I do. They have to wear a helmet, and I don't.
We're team dad. I like it.
I'm pretty sure this guy is my son's father.
Dana!
Brian, very well said, my friend. If you could just relay that message to my kid, we'd be fantastic now. Thank you.
Anytime.
I didn't need breakfast this morning until it was put right in front of my face. And then I ate the breakfast this morning.
It was hard not to eat the breakfast when it smelled so good.
Shout out to Whataburger for bringing by a chicken honey butter biscuit?
It's a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh.
And it was so good.
Our engineer kept peeking his head through the window going, what do they got in there?
Deliciousness is what we had.
I smell it in the hallway. Can I have one, please? He had one. You're welcome, Sean.
Yeah, he did.
So thank you to Whataburger for bringing it by. And apparently, the Camel Nation can indulge in these for free tomorrow?
Yes, because they're launching their collaboration with Lainey Wilson.
Nice.
Which is so cool. And so in honor of that, tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., if you go inside the store and you just say, Lainey sent me, you will get a free honey butter chicken biscuit. It is one per person, but that's all you got to do. There is no purchase necessary.
Any location in the valley.
You just got to go in, say, Lainey sent me, and they're going to give you a free one.
Guys, we just had them collectively. Scale of 1 to 10, I would give that breakfast sandwich a solid 10.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think it needed anything else. In fact, I didn't need it. But I had it,
yeah.
And it was amazing.
It is worth stopping by and grabbing one and just trying it, because for the biscuit, Whataburger just nails their biscuits. They're so delicious.
So good.
It's the perfect amount of crumble.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't crumble.
Not too hard.
Yeah.
I don't like biscuits that are hard and dry.
I don't like biscuits that are hard and dry, and I don't like biscuits that crumble too much.
Yeah.
Because there is too much crumble.
Yeah.
But they don't do that.
Was
sturdy.
Moist.
It's fluffy.
Yeah, it was fluffy.
Very
and moist.
So
and
fluffy.
The chicken was perfectly breaded and seasoned.
And now I want another one.
That honey butter. Oh.
Absolutely free. Tomorrow, stop by a Whataburger. Anyone in the valley, say, Lainey sent me. 6 to 11 a.m., guys. We're giving you that extra hour.
Yeah.
Normally, breakfast is cut off at 10. But we're 6 to 11. Go get yourself this delicious breakfast
sandwich. While you're at it, grab a Mexican hot chocolate coffee.
Yeah.
Because it's also delightful.
Maybe grab us some more biscuit, because we're going to need some tomorrow also.
So good.
All right. Enjoy. Rock-a-bye Cheyenne in her car. Sleeping outside the school in her car.
That was a good one. That was good.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
We're not sleeping right now, but Cheyenne, you will be sleeping in T-minus, what, 3 hours from now? Four hours?
Just a couple. You can catch me in the drive line at my kid's school taking a snoozeroni.
I don't know how you do that.
How do I do what? How I sleep in the car?
Falling asleep for me is such a process. I've told you guys about how, like, I stay up and my brain just... It's like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to sleep. You're not going to sleep. And I can't go to sleep. So
let
the fact
me tell
that,
you
like,
what.
People can sleep during the day is wild to me.
It's a process to get me to go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a process for me to nap.
See, that's crazy.
I will now. I can put my head down right here and take a nap. I can sleep. I love
like, there's
sleeping.
One thing when we were kids in school and we just stayed up way too late, like eating candy, and the next morning was brutal, and you may have fallen asleep in a class or two, like, you know, and they slam the book right down on your desktop, right on your head. They're like, good morning, Mr. Petru. And I'm like
yeah, wait, what? Where am I? Ah, who are you?
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's another thing, having a full day's work, at that point, my brain is just, it's going at light speed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you slow it down to the point where you can just pass out in your car.
You know, it's weird because it haven't always been like that. Like, being able to take a nap pretty much wherever I am is a new thing.
Yeah.
Since I started really morning radio.
Okay.
And now my brain, I think it's because I'm up so early.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, that by the time 2:30 rolls around, my brain's like, hey, I need 30 minutes of just nothing.
That's awesome.
And I can lay down on the couch and just and I always set an alarm, and then I'm up and I'm ready to go. It's wild, but
how do you feel after that?
Because I feel fine. Well,
whenever I would like fall asleep during the middle of the day because I was probably on the golf course having a few too many Coronas, and then I just lay down. I was like, you know, I always wake up and I am disoriented. I'm tired. I don't like it. Like, I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
It's not like, I feel good.
It's
I feel
a happy
well
medium.
Rested.
Like, you have to find the time that works best for your body. For me, if I go over 40 minutes, I'm in a twilight zone the rest of the day. It's 40 minutes is my max limit on taking a nap because it gives me enough time to like doze off into a REM and then wake right back up.
Abraham, are you a napperoonie?
Nah, I wish I was. It sounds so lovely.
You always complain about how late you stay up, and you always talk about how little sleep you get.
Yeah.
Maybe you can adopt this 30-minute nap situation.
Well, the reason I'm up so late is because my days are so full. So, like, squeezing the nap in somewhere is the hard part.
You're very little. I'm sure you can find a space.
You would think so.
To squeeze.
You would think so.
Find 30 minutes for me, okay?
You find 30 minutes, Nico.
Do I seem like I need sleep right now?
No, but maybe it would be good for
if
you.
If I do, please alert me. Be like, hey, bud, you need to start napping.
I think you need a nap.
Because
no,
your game
you need a
is
nap.
Far off, according to Joan in Chandler, who absolutely hates me. Yeah, Joan. I know you're listening secretly. Keeps leaving comments on our Instagram about how I perform every morning. Well, you know what, Joan? Good morning. Morning!
We're here!
Joan, I'm alert. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning!
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
You got some news for us today.
I have a little bit of an update, and it's because I love this place so much that we're going to do an update on it.
Okay, so we started off by talking about how this certain place called Salad and Go did you wrong.
Well, one of their locations did me dirty twice. They did not put the lids on my salads all the way two different times, two separate locations, one location, two different occasions.
Is it an issue with the product itself? Maybe
no.
It doesn't secure well enough.
No, I've never had
this
an issue.
This is user error,
this
100%.
This is user error,
okay?
So, and then I got salad all over my car. It was a whole big deal. We were talking about how I'm no longer going to that location because I continuously have an issue with this very specific thing.
And let's also point out the fact that if salad spills, not something you could still wipe off and eat.
It's not. And it's actually really hard to clean out of your car when it gets into the nooks and crannies, okay?
Okay.
I also want to mention, I love Salad and Go.
She loves it, folks.
I frequent this place minimum two times a week.
Dang.
It's a $5.99 salad.
Yeah.
How do you go wrong?
You can't go wrong
and
with that.
And it's fresh.
Love it.
Say less.
Unless it's on your floor.
Unless it's on the floor, in my car, and in between my seats, in the center. It's, yeah, anyway. So we had this full conversation last week. And then I go, we get off the air. About 4 minutes later, I have a follow on Instagram from Salad and Go.
Salad and Go.
To which I get a message from them that says, hey, we heard the break today and we're super sorry. It was a very wonderful message.
Yeah.
And I'll say all this to tell you that they were like, we really want to make it right. We want to treat you and the team to breakfast burritos. And they sent me a gift card to buy the Camel team some breakfast burritos.
So let me get this straight. You complained about some issue that you had, and I get a breakfast burrito?
Yeah, I know. How does that work out?
And I don't even have to go get it? Sounds good to me.
It does sound good.
Okay, carry on. What else do I get?
A really good, delicious burrito.
I love that.
Because Salad and Go, also, if you didn't know, has phenomenal breakfast burritos.
Well, that's great that they're, yeah, you know.
They were so good about
it. They're working it out for you.
Yeah, and they had sent me a follow-up email. They, again, apologized. It really wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, I was just talking about how, you know, their employees at one spot kind of did me dirty.
Yeah.
Twice. Because they were on their phones, not paying attention. It's fine. but, like, shout out to them.
Hey, thank you, Salad
and
Go.
Yeah, thanks, Salad and Go.
Thank you for your breakfast burrito, too. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy that.
It's going to be good.
It's going to taste a little extra special nice.
Yeah, got to pick out who you're going to complain about next.
Hey, if you're just tuning in right now, wake up!
Where you been?
Where you been? You got one of them jobs where you can sleep in a little bit.
What's that like?
Well, you know what it's like? It's called having your own job right there. Because you clearly are a DoorDash delivery person or an Uber driver, which I like those hours. You can just make your own hours.
Make your own and do it on your own
you
time.
You can clock in and be like, I think I'm going to deliver some taquitos right now. Or you could say, you know, I'm going to sleep in a little bit.
I'm a little envious of that.
That's not bad.
My alarm clock went off this morning. It went, oh, yeah. Gosh.
I set two alarms this morning because I'm like, ooh.
You also?
It's Monday. We're getting back in the swing of things.
Can we also point out the fact that you wore your taking out the trash shoes to work today?
And I didn't realize it until I just stood up about 2 hours ago. I'm wearing my Crocs.
I'm like,
hey, I took out the trash this morning. I forgot to switch out my Crocs for my sneakers. It's one of those days.
It's the most Monday of Mondays.
All right. Well, while you're enjoying the rest of your camel day, remember, double humps are in full effect right now.
So that means you need to listen for back-to-back Morgan Wallen songs, because as soon as those play, you got a keyword. You run to camel1079.com, enter it in to win.
Here's a little hint. This is a Morgan Wallen song. And wink, that's all wink. I'll say. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.